Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Got a little news for you.
It's the news update on Make It Rain.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Dane. It is Chris Bavona with your Fantasy Sports News Update. Good morning, Bob Ross. Love to see you as well. Let's start off with some NBA free agency. The city of Los Angeles is wasting little time pitching Kawhi Leonard on a potential move to the Clippers. Two digital billboards went up over Interstate 5 in Downey, about 10 miles southeast of the Staples Center, encouraging the Southern California native to come home. One bears an image of a California license plate personalized to read Kawhi with the hashtag Clipper Nation. The other reads King of SoCal with the hashtag Kawhi2LAC. It crosses out north instead of is spray painted with SoCal. A team source told ESPN that the Clippers knew nothing about the billboards, in quotes there, guys. Mm. It's been reported earlier that this year's NBA's Finals MVP will opt out of his contract, but that the initial indication is that he will re-sign with the Toronto Raptors. Other NBA news, the NBA Summer League schedule is set. And wouldn't you know the NBA to set up drama like this? Former Duke teammates Zion Williamson and RJ Barrett are slated to make their debuts against each other. The NBA said Friday that Williamson and the New Orleans Pelicans will face off against Barrett and the New York Knicks on July 5th, the first day of the summer of the league's annual summer showcase at UNLV. Another marquee matchup awaits Williamson on July 6th when the Pelicans take on Washington Wizards and number 9 selection Rui Hachimura, the first Japanese-born player to be taken in the first round of the draft. MLB news, New York Mets manager Mickey Callaway cursed at a reporter and pitcher Jason Vargas had to be restrained from charging him during a confrontation in the team's clubhouse after a loss Sunday. The dust-up with beat writer Tim Healy of Newsday occurred after the Mets blew a late lead in a 5-3 defeat to the Chicago Cubs at Wrigley Field. There was no physical contact, however, in a story published by Newsday on Sunday night. Healy said Mets chief operating officer Jeff Wilpon called him to apologize on behalf of the organization. The incident followed a tense post-game news conference when reporters were asking Callaway repeatedly about his decision to stick with reliever Seth Lugo during the eighth inning instead of going to closer Edwin Diaz. Lugo allowed a go-ahead 3-run homer to Javi Baez. After the news conference, Callaway walked past Healy and others reporters in the clubhouse. Healy told Callaway he would see you tomorrow. And Callaway responded by calling Healy an obscenity, saying, get his ass out of here. Saying Hughes had said, you know, trying to say that he was just trying to say, I'll just see you tomorrow. And Callaway took it as him saying, don't be a smart ass here. And that's what led to and got the attention of Jason Vargas. But guys,
so bad.
You know something, though, Joe? Not everything is bad with the New York Mets. Not everything. Because New York Mets first baseman Pete Alonso hit his 27th home run of the season Sunday to set the franchise rookie record. Alonso's homer in the top of the fourth inning off of Cubs Cole Hamels traveled 454 feet to center at Wrigley Field. The home run is tied for his second longest this season. Daryl Strawberry had held the Mets record for home runs by a rookie since he hit 26 in 1983. He was named that year. He was named National League Rookie of the Year and hit his 26th home run in 122 games. Alonso hit his 27th home run in just his 77th game. So you know now the New York media, probably New York Mets fans, they're thinking Alonso is starting to look at Aaron Judge's 53 home runs from his rookie season.
I'm just blown away by the fact that for so long we've heard about how Major League Baseball, you know, the problem with the steroid era is because it goes against, you know, the history of the game and there's never been an advantage like that. We don't want to... But yet you've got a juiced baseball here that everybody knows about. How many home runs would Daryl Strawberry have hit if he hit the baseballs that are being used today in today's game? How many are there exactly? 35 would he had already at this particular point?
He probably could have had 40.
Exactly. Like, seriously, baseball. Like, you've created a juiced baseball. And now we're having records like this broke from guys like Strawberry that had they played with this baseball?
Take a juiced baseball and a coked down Darryl Strawberry.
During that era?
God,
oh, my
He'd have
word.
Like 200 home runs by the All-Star break.
Word. He'd be ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
All right. Other news out of baseball. A woman at Dodger Stadium was taken to a hospital Sunday for precautionary tests after being struck in the head by a foul ball from Los Angeles Dodgers star Cody Bellinger during the first inning of a game against the Colorado Rockies. The young woman was sitting four rows from the field along the first baseline, just beyond the protective netting that extends to the end of the visiting dugout. She was hit by a sharp line drive by Bellinger, who checked on her between innings. She at first stayed in her seat and was given an ice pack, but she left about 15 minutes later for further attention. A first aid worker who treated the woman said she was taken to the hospital for precautionary tests, but that she was alert and answering questions. So yeah. Good to hear she's doing okay.
Yeah, and she didn't miss that Instagram post that she was doing either. Yeah, of course. That's good. Yeah, during the game.
Priorities, people.
Yeah,
priorities.
Exactly correct. Unreal.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go. Final hour. Make it rain to Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez. Guys, thank you very much for making us a part of your day. Yes, I am not in Miami. I am in the palatial studios here of the Fantasy Sports Radio Network high atop Manhattan. It's just absolutely gorgeous. Once you walk up the necessary flight of stairs to get here, it's wonderful. You almost need a shower, Dane, after you make it up that those stairs to be able to get here. But this place is...
You've got to figure out the elevators in that building, too.
Yeah, I was down. Thank goodness the guy at the bell stand was there to kind of tell. Because gotcha. I just pushed everything. I had no idea what was coming.
Yep.
You know, the guy's like, are you handicapped? Why are you hitting a handicap sign? I don't know. The whole thing was very weird. But I made it up, man. Flights of stairs and all. Wow. I am here. Love this place. And glad you guys could be here with us. As we'll give you our Make It Rain plays of the day coming up, actually, a few hours from now. We've got World Cup soccer happening there. United States women's team taking on Spain, Final 16. And would you know it, it's a very interesting day today, Dane. Back in 1979, this gentleman embarked on what was one of the greatest careers that we've ever seen here back in 1979. He was a Oakland A at the time. You want to know who broke into to the major leagues 1979 and then just kind of changed? He changed everything, man. Like everything that we know the game of baseball to be today.
Wow, I'm going to guess.
Go ahead.
Dennis Eckersley.
Very close. Same era. A little earlier than that, though. But we're going to go Ricky Henderson. Ricky Henderson.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. Had 19 seasons. I'm telling you, man. Did he not?
Did he steal like 120 bases one year? Something like that?
Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. To this day, I don't think. What do you have? 1,406, I think, total or something last night.
Wow.
In 79.
About to this day. He's also got a check that he still hasn't cashed to this day hanging on his wall.
Yes.
Ricky being Ricky. That was even before Manny being Manny. Was Ricky being Ricky.
Yeah. Lou, yes, I know, of course, Venmo Bryan, he was a bum. He's the only guy I know that he's one of those guys where he could bunt and be on second base before the third baseman even got there. Ridiculous. But that was when his career started, this time back in 1979, one of the all-time greats, Ricky Henderson. Pretty good Yankee, too, for a while as well.
Absolutely. The snatch catch.
Hashtag toward tickets next.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, oh, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit DiscoverStudentLoans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Game time decisions.
Now we really do have to get some new headsets, both people and I. Your headset's hanging off the side of your face, and I look like Princess Leia with, like, two bugs on the side of my bald head.
I like this headset a lot. Can't lie to you, Gabe. My face is greasy like a stick of butter, and it's getting hotter and hotter, so we're going to have a lot of slip sliding. I'm trying to keep it cool in here. Summer hasn't even started, and I'm already, you and me are both sweating. With humidity, we're going to be dying.
Weekdays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Nothing like listening to a couple of Canadians talk about humidity here and how they're just going to be beside themselves.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, come and hang out. Come South Florida with me, man, guys. I'll show you how you make it through humidity there. Ridiculous 9 months out of the year. Disgusting. Welcome in here. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's nice to be in the studios here of the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. He is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri. Guys, thanks very much for making us a part of your day. We'll get to some of our Make It Rain plays here as we start the week off. But first, we got to take a look at some of those hashtag torn tickets from over the weekend. And there were plenty in Major League Baseball.
Tickets?
Torn tickets.
Rip them.
Let's rip them.
Take them and roll around and rip them up to pieces. And then we're going to slaughter them.
It was a rough, and I mean rough, weekend in Major League Baseball for bettors. And if you were on the right side, congratulations. If you weren't, you were pulling your hair out going, WTF, people. Like, what's going on? We'll start, Dane, with the Padres and Pirates. Padres, minus 135 at the Pirates. They led 7-4 in the ninth. They blew that lead. Then they went to extras. They led 10-7 in the 11th. They ended up losing 11-10. Those Padres, those Padre backers feel so sorry for you. Not once, but twice they ended up blowing the lead.
Ticket.
Wow. We'll go to, how about that Sunday night game last night? We told you about it. Pujols returning to Busch Stadium there. And the over-under was 9 in that game. A lot of people were on the under in that, thought we might be getting ourselves a bit of a pitching battle there. And well, it was in the ninth inning, as it was 2-0 heading into the ninth. So through 8 innings, it was fantastic right up until the point the final score was 6-4. And the total went over because, once again, bullpen's absolute meltdown there. Those that had the under 9 are doing exactly what we would expect,
that's
right?
Torn ticket.
That's it. And then the Mets-Cubs. And interesting enough here in the Mets-Cubs, first 5 under. It was 1-1 in the fifth, right? 1-1 in the fifth there. Then it was at the end of the fifth, 3-2. DeGrom, 32-10 to the under in the first five. The under runs in DeGrom. He has been nothing but a moneymaker, except for the fact that those that had it yesterday, because it was looking good right up until the point where it wasn't looking good by the end of the fifth inning, and it just blows you away. And do I really need to, Dane, let's talk about this Dodgers and Rockies weekend here. Rockies plus 1.5, minus 105 in the game at the Dodgers. It was 3-3 in the ninth. Then the Dodgers got themselves a three-run walk-off home run. Friday, it was 2-2 in the ninth. Dodgers got themselves a walk-off home run, 1-4-2.
Well, I needed that one, Joe, because I was giving out on Friday. I gave out our boy Walker Buehler laying the 1.5 run line.
Yes.
Okay, so I was excited about their 4-2 victory on Friday. Okay,
yeah.
We cashed a little bit on that.
The run line, brutal, guys. It happened again. For those of you back in the Rockies expecting them to keep it close, they did right up until the point where they gave – you know, 2- and 3-run home runs up and weren't able to cover. And then Friday, don't forget Blue Jays, too, plus 1.5 on the run line, plus 140 and plus 255 for the game against the Red Sox. The Blue Jays led 5-1 in the seventh. Cha-ching, except for the fact that they lost 7-5 in 10 innings. Ouch. Pirates, Padres again, the under 9 on Saturday, 2-2, bottom of the eighth. And then Pittsburgh goes on to score, you know, four more runs there and ends up winning 6-3. And then, you know, to get even, the Red Sox, Blue Jays, Red Sox minus 170 yesterday against those Blue Jays, right? Red Sox 6-1 in the seventh. Dane, what happens?
They don't keep the lead that way.
Yeah, they don't keep the lead, which basically means they lost in embarrassing fashion, too, to the Toronto Blue Jays, who are on their way to, I believe, is the Yankees on their way to the Bronx or Toronto on their way to the Bronx or the Yankees on their way to the Bronx? I think the Yankees are home, right?
I believe so. Let me double check that right now because they got a day off today, I believe. Also.
Yeah, I think the series is going to start with, I think Toronto is coming to town, I think is where their next series begins.
Yeah, they're back in the Bronx and they get back at it tonight. Tonight we got CeCe on the mound, Aaron Sanchez for the Blue Jays.
Great.
I see the Yankees as minus, big numbers, minus 250. Yankees are playing well. They tripped up yesterday.
Right.
You know, the Astros got to J.A. Happ yesterday. But remember, they had won something like 8 in a row, something like that. And CeCe on the mound, 7 o'clock start.
I mean, that was a ridiculous hashtag torn tickets. The amounts of just ridiculousness, which is why we say it all the time, Dane, that baseball, betting baseball, guys, is it's so cliche, but it is such a marathon. It is not a sprint because of exactly what we said here in an era of a juice ball, in an era where no lead is safe after the seventh inning. And then even when you think you've got a guy like DeGrom going up against Cole Hamels, who, by the way, has been lights out for the last month and a half or so. He's been fantastic. You're going under five. Give me that under five all day long, and you're going 1-1 into the fifth, and we got this, and now you're going, what the hell happened? Like, that money, it's gone. If you are a...
So let me ask you, Joe. Oh. Let's spin it forward, Joe. Like, tonight, Dodgers Diamondbacks.
Yes.
We have Clayton Kershaw and Zach Greinke on the mound, right?
Yep.
Both of them pitching to a below 3 ERA, right? The total, though, is 8.
Yeah.
Right. So what? Are we going over on that, Joe? Like, do we trust these aces or does it not matter because eventually we're going to get to the bullpens?
Betting unders in baseball might be the scariest proposition of any bet currently on the board. It has to be. I've never seen anything like it. No lead is safe. No run line is safe. Even when you have the right, even let's say you even have the plus 1.5. Like the Colorado Rockies over the weekend. And I know a bunch of guys that kept riding it because they just thought that, you know, hey, you got lucky once. It's not going to happen again. And then they end up getting burned every series, except I think the second game on Saturday in that series.
Saturday.
They lost Colorado because they walked it off, that being the Dodgers. But it was only a one-run home run as opposed to a two, like you said, on Friday. And then, of course, a three-run yesterday. But again, walk off, all by rookies, too. The Dodgers did that. Yeah, congratulations. But having even plus 1.5 seems like you might have to go to like alternate lines right now, Dane, honestly, to feel even remotely comfortable about placing any sort of bet right? along those lines that requires a team to, score more runs and then hold the other team from coming back and maybe having more than a 2 or 3 run lead. It is the scariest proposition of any bet that you can make right now. The under in Major League Baseball scares me the most. And I was on the under the Yankees on Saturday, Miley going up against Tanaka. Tanaka coming off of that great performance, right? Against Tampa Bay, I'm going, a team that owned him, you're going, all right, Tanaka's turned a corner. And for the first 5 innings of that game, it was that 10.5 number looked amazing, except for the 6th, 7th, and 8th where they scored 11 runs. And that's what Major League Baseball is. And it's, but again, you've got to keep the course.
I may be on this over 8 today for the Dodgers Diamondbacks.
I'm with you, man.
When you get to the bullpen, and listen, I don't know, Joe, you tell me. I love it if I see 8, right, instead of 8.5.
Right.
Because then I even get the push right at 8. I've got to have 7 to lose this one.
Yep.
And, like, that's not happening with these bullpens like you're talking about, or late-game heroics, especially from these Dodgers that seem to be able to mash as the standout team in the National League. You give me an 8 total here, and I can get a push with the 8, same way as I'm laying 1 goal with the U.S. today instead of the 1.5.
Yep.
You know, I might play with this over, despite the fact that it's Greinke versus Kershaw.
Big card here tonight. You mentioned Greinke, Kershaw, Dodgers, and the Diamondbacks. Let us not forget
Giolito.
Giolito on the mound going up against Boston in Fenway. He kind of got smoked a little bit in his last outing. Will he have a bounce back situation here tonight? I can tell you. At plus 153, I think there are some people salivating going, give me Giolito here against the Red Sox. But don't forget, we just talked about the Mets, right? Bavona gave you at the top of the hour how there is a dumpster fire, and then there's whatever this is, the Mets are. And you know what? Philadelphia has been pretty much hot garbage, too, over the last couple of weeks, losing a series, getting swept by the Miami Marlins. So Mets-Philadelphia tonight. Dare I say must win for both of these teams, Dane? We'll go over the card. We'll talk about it, break it down, give you our Make It Rain plays of the day. We'll do that coming up, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing Dynasty season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Reese Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build and optimize lineups for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Welcome back in here, guys, as we make it rain for you on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez, and I got to tell you, Dane, I found something from over the weekend I thought was hysterical that we've got to do with our with the fellas in the pit of misery, especially Venmo. Yeah. Venmo Brian.
Is that what
here.
I tweeted to you about the 90s?
Yes, yeah, we're going to do that with the whole can't recognize the 90s stuff.
Yeah.
We'll today,
that was hysterical, right?
We'll get a bunch of these pictures put together and we'll test the fellas in the pit of misery to see, much like the rookies this year were all born in the NBA. All the rookies this year were born at least in the 2000s. So ESPN had quizzed these guys. Would show them pictures of things from the 90s just to see what their knowledge was. And the knowledge was, not good. So we'll hold our own test and see if that holds true. Maybe the guys in a bit of misery here are a little bit more knowledgeable about the history of pop culture and those types of things here, but probably not. But we'll do that tomorrow for sure as we get ready for big day here today for the women's soccer team and maybe a profitable day, Dane. I know the women's soccer team coming up 11 a.m. here this morning Eastern Time taking on Spain. Canada also going to be...
starts at 11.
The game 11, yeah.
Until noon,
right,
yeah.
Right, noon. But you'll be able to tune into it and get all the hype and all the pregame stuff there too. And coming up, Dane and I will give you our favorite plays coming up on that. I'm also trying to get caught up here, Dane. I don't know if you'd noticed so many questions about this story, but it looks like Cam Newton was on a flight. Did you see this video here that he was on a flight and offered a guy $1,500 to swap seats with him because, and I'm so confused with this because I'm trying to figure out why does a guy worth $100 million, why is he flying anywhere where he's not having leg room? Apparently he was in a seat that wasn't, for a dude who's, what is he, 6'7", Cam Newton?
He's a big guy.
He's a big dude. So, but apparently it didn't work out that well for him because he offered a guy $1,500, I guess, who was in the exit row, and the guy turned him down. And the guy's like, yeah, no, I'm good. He's 6'5", Newton. So he wanted a little bit more leg room. But, of course, in today's day and age, there is... it must have been about five people on the plane that the minute Cam Newton got up, they all started filming him, which just seems like a very strange thing to film. Like, just because Cam Newton's on it, like, why? You had no idea what was going on. But sure enough, guy caught him. You know, he's filming him asking, yeah, look, dude, I'll give you $1,500 if you want to swap seats with me. And the guy's like, yeah, no, I'm good, man. I'm good. So... I'm trying
maybe
to
Saints fan.
Yeah, but I'm yeah, exactly, and I'm going, man. If Cam Newton came to me, wanted the extra lit, would I take the $1,500 and
yes.
be uncomfortable?
Yes, I would.
Would you take the $1,500 yes. and even though if it meant you were going to be uncomfortable?
How long was the flight?
It looks like a transatlantic flight, so this was not going to be a short flight.
All right. If it's across the pond, that may be a little bit different, but I don't know, $1,500. That's a decent offer. I'd consider it.
Why, Cam Newton, are you in coach in a seat that that to me is a little mind-blowing to me that was what it came up. But, of course,
$1,500 to move over, isn't he then willing to pay like the $300 it would have taken extra to get a first-class seat on that same flight?
So confused with all of that. I was so confused with that this morning. But that's going viral. You're making that making the rounds. You guys will definitely see that on Twitter. And Cam, just in the weirdest outfit. I've been on planes here, right, for the last week now, and I can tell you, people wear. I was this close to wearing the Fantasy Sports Radio Network thong on, because that seems to be what most people wear these days, next to nothing, or, you know, sweats. And Cam is dressed like head to toe, man. He's got the hat. He's got the shit. It's like there is nothing comfortable about a transatlantic flight the way that Cam Newton was dressed, man. Yeah.
Whatever he's got going. It's like, I don't know, man. You're absolutely right. I like to be comfortable for the flight as well. You know what I also like sometimes on flights? You see some of the women that are, you know, just comfortably, whether that's, you know, their workout pants and stuff. But then as the flight is about to land, a lot of times you see women like break out their makeup and start to get ready so that whoever's picking them up on the other side seems a good version of them.
Yes.
Not the comfy version.
Yes.
I think that's cool, too.
Listen, it's take your shoes off, take this off, take that off. I'm good, but I ain't getting fully dressed up again when it is as little as possible, people. As little as possible.
I'll tell you what, the chat room is loving you in studio, okay? Kenny L saying you look like a different person in the studio. Lisa saying, wow, Joe in studio. Someone saying that you got to get a hat on to rep a New York City kind of squad. Our boy Niffin is like, yo, we need him with a Knicks hat on or a Yankees hat on or something.
Get my RJ Barrett jersey today is what I'm walking across. Apparently, there's a Modell's across the street. Is that what's happening here?
Modell's right across the street. You need to get yourself something. And what is it, Joe? You're going to be in studio for the beginning part of this week, right? So
yes.
We're going to see a couple of days of you out there in good old studio 34.
Yep, through Wednesday I'll be here. So hanging out with you guys. And, of course, the Rager is coming up here, Gabe, so I'll get to sit next to him and absolutely laugh as these people do people always just peek into this studio, my friend? Is that how that works? They just...
No. Like I told you, this is the morning. My fantasy freestyle show that's on at 7 p.m.
Right.
That's like right at the end of happy hour, okay? You see some debaucherous stuff. I have seen the bouncers pulling people out, okay? I have seen kids a lot of times waving, you know, and saying what's up, and that's always nice. And then you will see some drunk women look to get your attention, Joe, if you're there around happy hour.
This place is packed here this morning, so I don't know what they're giving away or what's going on, but there is... There are people just...
It's also big time. Anytime there's a Knicks or a Rangers game at the Garden going on and I'm there, you know, thing. A lot of times also the hotel does things for like the season ticket holders, things of that nature. Okay, like pregame parties there at that bar, at Versa. We'll see it. And at times there's a lot of people going on and everybody's always intrigued to see what's going on behind the curtain.
Oh, crazy in here. So, I got to tell you, I'm excited.
Yeah, a lot of times women want to make sure they see you, Joe.
Well, the thing is, too, I got Bob Ross here, guys, so that's all that matters to me, the fact that we got Bob Ross. Of all the crap that's on the walls in here, all the memorabilia, this is what I found that I was the most intrigued with, was the Bob Ross bobblehead. I don't know where it came from. It is fantastic. I might have to leave with it. So,
right there. Just talking about Cam, there's a Cam one right behind you somewhere in there as well.
This is really some cool stuff. This has been a collection of what? Has everybody brought these things in here? Is that what happens, Zane?
Pops. I think those are called Pops. It's something from, you know, pop culture these days. And those are like the Garbage Pail Kids used to be or something like that, right? Or the Beanie Babies used to be. Remember those?
Yes.
So it's kind of, I think it's like the next iteration of those. Our guy Danny Otto, who does a show Popping Off, he knows a lot about that. But I think they're kind of like, you know, collector's items and stuff. Yeah.
Really cool stuff, like, man. It is. I'm so glad that I've had the chance here to come in here now and experience this. Totally different perspective of what you guys are going through here. And, of course, your show tonight is what, 7 o'clock here?
8 o'clock, if you want to roll on past. I know you got some work going on at our glorious FanDuel Sportsbook with Sports Rage and all that good stuff. But I'll be around there this evening after watching the U.S. women dominate
Dominates.
Spain. And then a little Sweden, Canada. I'll be in there to do a fantasy freestyle, 7 to 8 p.m. as always. We're doing division by division previews, Joe. I think we are tackling the AFC West.
Love that. And we'll do more of that, too, this week as we get ready, of course, for the NFL season. We'll start running through our divisions here, kind of looking at those win totals, continuing down that path, seeing, you know, pointing us in the right direction, pointing you guys in the right direction of where we think the ability to make it rain lies. And another story came out, for another Woj bomb. I don't know if you caught this over the weekend, too, but Rick Pitino. Good old Rick.
Yeah.
Rick Pitino has...
not coaching like Puerto Rico, whatever it is anymore, right?
Well, he said he was planning to return to Greece to coach next season, but only if his children were on board with it. And I guess his children weren't on board with it, because he said actually he's changed his mind. And that he wants a full-time role with an NBA team. He wants back into the NBA, either as a coach or player personnel or advisory role. He wants in to the NBA. Now, we've heard him. We know his college record, right? Many people, I don't even know, that are watching this right now. I don't know how many invent O'Brien. How many of you even knew that Pitino?
Does not remember, right?
Yeah, right.
Like, was the Knicks?
Right.
The New York Knicks head coach.
Right. I don't know how many people know that Pitino was actually in the NBA, that he was actually a coach here in this Madison Square Garden. And can I tell you something? At this point, Pitino, he belongs in the NBA. Forget about college. You can't go back to college in this day and age of
scandals.
Yeah, you just can't. He's never going to be able to wash that stink off of him. But in the NBA, I think he absolutely can. The question is, if you're an NBA team, are you worried about bringing a Pitino in, or do you think Pitino has a pretty good handle on today's NBA player and would be a good asset to the team? If the Knicks wanted to bring him back in some sort of advisory role, would you be okay with that, Dane?
I'd be okay with it, but I don't know that, like, there's going to be teams lining up, knocking on his door necessarily, right?
Yes.
Like, he's a good coach. We know that. But, like, we know that there's some drama and risk around him as well. And there's also the risk of, has the NBA game passed him by?
Yes.
On some level. We've seen these guys come back second time around, and it's a little bit different. So I'm not sure, like... yeah, he could get a job, but I don't know that, you know, I don't know that people are going to be clamoring for him.
Yeah, the Nets also, by the way, are reported that the Kevin Durant sweepstakes, they are feeling a hell of a lot more confident that Kevin Durant is definitely coming to New York, but going to Brooklyn. Ain't coming here to Manhattan. He's going to Brooklyn. And, of course, Windhorse reported that while the New York Knicks should not be ruled out, Brooklyn feels they are gaining confidence that they can recruit Durant here over the next couple of months. And
isn't that package deal with Kyrie?
Yeah, some sort of, listen, they don't want, we learned this last week, right? The Nets don't want Kyrie without Durant.
As the alpha.
Right. And I don't blame them, because let's face it, we've already asked Boston how that works out for them.
A flat earther,
right, exactly. Kind of a strange dude. But a lot to be determined, including today's games, their lineups, our favorite Make It Rain plays of the day, coming up next on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOU1321.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBets also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 fantasy football package, only at rotoexperts.com.
So a real interesting card tonight here in MLB. We'll run through some of our Make It Rain favorite plays of the day here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez, and of course, Gabe just walked into the studio here, Dane, and of course he's sporting his Montreal Expos jersey because he's excited. Nice. The Tampa Bay Rays will apparently be on their way there.
Split squad, right?
Yeah, split squad. And you know what? It's not going to matter because the people of Tampa are like, what, we have a baseball team? Like, I didn't even realize we had a baseball team. But there won't be... Listen, you put it out there.
In Tampa, summers in Montreal. Yeah. Sounds like a nice little bi-coastal way of life.
Not a bad way to go. Maybe we'll see more of that. But the truth is, I mean, George Steinbrenner was the one who pushed for a team to be in Tampa. He wanted it. You know, George obviously lived in Tampa, loved that area, thought Major League Baseball should have a team there. So that's why there was a team there. Although a lot of people even at that time were like, God, there's like, don't know that people will support a baseball team here in this town, because I don't know. It's Tampa, and there's a million other things to do. So not necessarily great, but Montreal could very well go ahead and get an MLB team back. I think the process is already working as well as it should be, because at least they will support a Major League Baseball team. But I got to tell you, Dan, I'm looking across these games here tonight, and I love these matchups here, man. I love Boston and going up against Giolito at home here, and the White Sox at plus 155, plus 160 in some books. And, you know, I know he got lit up a little bit there in his last start, but it's not like Boston's lineup's only hitting .211 against Giolito. So could it been, I don't know, could it be a situation where, hey, plus 150, plus 155, we can start the week off right with a little underdog victory?
It's possible. You know, Giolito does have 10 wins, but he goes into Fenway. He did get lit up a little bit in his last start. I believe that was against the Cleveland Indians, mm-hmm. Joe. But, you know, I think that's possible. I'm looking also, listen, The Yankees are real hot right now. You know, they ran into Justin Verlander yesterday. That's the only reason they didn't score. They start a new series staying home against Toronto. CeCe was great his last start also. I might lay the 1.5, get the juice down to -110. I'm okay with the way these Yankees are scoring runs, hitting bombs. I'm okay laying that kind of score against Toronto. But honestly, my biggest bet of the day will be the U.S. women laying one goal, not the 1.5. If I lay one goal, I get it down to -160. I'm okay with that kind of juice. If you look at the knockout stage so far, the truly big elite teams, Germany, they got through 3-0 against Nigeria. England, they get through 3-0 against Cameroon. I think Spain, U.S. is going to be more like that game, 2-0, 3-0, than the closer ones we have seen between, say, Norway and Australia or France and Brazil even. I think the disparity is bigger. I think we're going to see a more like a 2-0, 3-0 kind of game. So I'm comfortable to lay the goal line. I'm riding with Team USA today.
I love that. Now, you had mentioned, those of you just joining us, our good friend Charles Michel, who is one of the better soccer handicappers that we know. He mentioned this afternoon's game, too, in Canada, that there might be some edges laid there as well.
Yes, absolutely. So that second game, Sweden versus Canada, 3:00 Eastern time, it starts off. We believe Charles Michel gave out 3 of these matchups, which he believes that it's a good bet to go to extra time. Thus, the draw is actually a decent bet. And one of them is Sweden, Canada. Sweden plays a very defensive kind of stay in their shell way. Canada has been a good squad, but only maybe a 1-goal kind of squad. Charles Michel seemed to think this was going to be a 1-1 kind of game going into extra time. Similar to what we saw with Brazil and France. And right now, you can get the draw at +180 is what I'm seeing, or +190, something like that. And if you look at it also, Sweden's only +190. Canada's only +170, something like that. So a lot of people think this is going to be a closer game. There's no big number. That means to me, extra time could be live.
Love that. Well, that's why we love soccer, isn't it? So much fun there, too. So many options, so many different places to go. And I think we can all agree, right, when it comes to the World Cup right now and the knockout stage here, Dane, this is where it's going to get real, real interesting. And maybe the pressure starts to mount, and it could very well mount for a USA team that they've finished no less than third, ever, I think, in this World Cup. So you're not expecting a lot of scoring today going on with that. I'm thinking maybe 2-0, 3-0, that kind of thing. Options there.
I think it winds up like that. Yeah, 2-0, 3-0, maybe even 1-0 if it gets real defensive after that. Remember, we do not know yet about Julie Ertz and Alex Morgan. I hear that they may try and go. But then again, you know, if Alex Morgan doesn't go, who steps right in? Carly Lloyd. I think we're okay.
Yeah, I think the U.S. team is going to be really good. Also, speaking of really good, how about Clayton Kershaw tonight? Zach Greinke.
Yeah, with Zach Greinke.
The Dodgers are just an absurd 11-1 when Kershaw gets the start. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. Don't forget, remember he didn't pitch in the preseason. Remember he was starting late, and we weren't really sure what are we going to get from Kershaw. Well, what we've gotten is an 11-1 start to the Dodgers season when he's on the mound.
-140.
Yeah,
only -140.
I know,
and that's I guess because Greinke and because they're on the road.
Yep.
You know, I mean, I know Gabe sometimes does the money line parlays, you know, if he's right there, maybe you could ask him. I don't know, maybe a little Dodgers Yanks money line parlay. I like CC tonight. I like that offense.
Yep.
And listen, Kershaw, you can get him at -140 because of Greinke, because they're on the road. This may be a little money line parlay. Throw the U.S. women in there as well.
And you keep in mind, too, I think a lot of that has to do with his track record at Chase Field has not been great, Kershaw. Pretty much great every place else. It's the one field and the one team that has given him the most problems. And then, of course, going up against Greinke, who is 10-6 when he takes the mound, Arizona seems to elevate their game. So it's Arizona at +120. I like the home team here. I like Kershaw. Listen, it's the one team.
To beat Kershaw, huh?
Everybody's got their kryptonite, right? There are just some games, some teams you just can't beat, and this is as close to kryptonite as it's come for Kershaw. So the Dodgers have been completely ridiculous on fire, but there's something about this Arizona team. They've been about .500 here over the last couple of weeks, but at home, when you get your ace on the mound like that in front of the home crowd, I think that roof's going to be open. What did you say the total was in that game? 8?
8 is what I was
seeing. I'm liking the over in that situation, too. There I got to tell go. You. Yeah. You and then, of course, you've got Leicester against Tehran tonight. Atlanta traveling to the Cubs. Atlanta has just been ridiculous on fire. What are they hitting? I think the Braves. They're hitting .324 as a team. They're averaging 8.7 runs, okay, over in the month of June. When it comes to hitting the ball, nobody is doing it better than the Atlanta Braves. And Leicester started out pretty good, a lot of favorable bounces, so to speak, early on this year, but he hasn't been great as of lately. And, by the way, his ERA has skyrocketed here. It's over 7.
The deeper stats.
Yeah, it's over 7.
His hard hit rate.
Yes.
You know, like the people are barreling up Leicester more than ever before.
Yep.
I think his hard hit rate is a lot higher. You know, and that's what happens as guys used to have dominant stuff and turn into the crafty lefties.
Yeah. Now, on the flip side, the Cubs are only hitting .236 in the month of June. Not good. Tehran has given up at least 4 runs in his last 8 starts, which wasn't great before giving up, I think, 6. His last time out. So I would look for Tehran. I like the way this, I think this team, if it comes down to it, listen, you got Leicester who's been putting up, you know, it's kind of batting practice numbers there for John Leicester. And this is not the team you want to put up batting practice numbers with. It's in Chicago. We have to get a weather report here, Dane. What is the total in this, Paige?
It's a night game.
It's a night game.
It's a night game, though, so I don't know if the wind has as much effect. But, let's look at the totals here.
Yep.
I got to bring it up. I was looking at the standings before, but I think I saw 8.5 before.
8.5. I could see Atlanta scoring 8 alone by the fifth inning because that's exactly how it goes there. And then your guess is as good as mine. Dare I say, Mets, Philadelphia, dare I say, kind of must-win situation. You just got swept by the Marlins, Philadelphia. And the Mets coach and starting pitcher threatened to beat the living crap out of a reporter. Things are not going well for either franchise, and Mats is taking the mound here. Philadelphia, man, what I don't know what to say to them. I really don't. Philadelphia, 5-1 against the Mets in the last 6 home games. Maybe a little home cooking here tonight, you think? Philadelphia is a short favorite at -125?
Maybe. Like, when you look at these teams, remember, I talked about this NL East beating each other up. And the Phillies are a team that have designs on doing more this year. So I expect the Phillies to bounce back with Eflin on the mound as opposed to, the Mets got Matt's toe in the slab. I think they could bang a little bit against Matt's.
Yeah, one road favorite I do like, too, is Colorado tonight as John Gray takes the mound. He is the definition of consistency for that team. Yep. No peaks, no valleys. This guy is rock steady. Drew Pomeranz, on the other hand, has a over 7 ERA through 13 starts. I would expect Colorado to be a little bent out of shape, given the fact that they were this close to beating the Dodgers all weekend long and managed to get beat by 3 rookies each and every game. So I would look for Colorado to kind of take their frustrations out tonight. It's not a great hitter's ballpark, San Francisco, but as a short -125 road favorite, I'm good at taking Gray in Colorado here tonight. I think they get some revenge.
Listen, our boy Rich is also looking at this game, but in a slightly different way, and to be quite honest, in a way that I love. He is on the Rockies team total today, okay?
Love that.
He's on the Rockies team total over 3.5, which I like. You know, they're facing Drew Pomeranz, who's pitching to an ERA over 7. You're right about the ballpark, but Colorado can hit and find some gaps. I think they score 4 or more runs tonight. I like the way Rich is thinking about this game down there in, at AT&T or whatever that's called out there.
Love that. Yeah, no, he's right, man. Some of these team totals is a better way to look at these games than forget about unders in baseball, guys.
Like
good
the
luck.
Rockies team total over 3.5. I like that.
Yep, I like that. And you Tom like CC to get it done here tonight too against the Toronto Blue Jays. Take CC on a mound.
A big number though.
It is a
I'd
big number.
I'd lay the run though. Lay the run. If you lay the run and a half, it's less of a number.
Yes.
Know? I think it goes down to like -130 or 130. Like
yes, exactly. Yeah.
I'm comfortable with that. Yep. I'm comfortable with that. The way the Yankees are putting up runs these days and the Toronto offense does not scare me. But then again, Joe, honestly, don't matter. All we got to do is worry about these U.S. women.
That's
you know,
it.
You do not have to spread them all around, man. I would instead of putting a unit here, a unit here, half unit here, I'd go all in on these U.S. women today. They are not getting bounced out tonight against España. Lay the goal if you need to. I don't think it's going to go to extra time. I think the class will show. They might be close for the first like 20 minutes or something, but then you're going to see the United States pour it on and make yet another statement as they head into that showdown with France later on in the week.
Big money coming in on the Arizona run line, plus 1.5 at minus 135. 24% of the tickets are on that, representing 87% of the money early on this morning. A lot of money coming in on Granke. Give him the run line.
Interesting.
At a short number there. All right, guys, we'll do it all again tomorrow here, 6 a.m. We'll make it rain. Gabe's on his way in. We got the morning after live in studio with you. Good luck. Go USA. Dane, we'll talk to you again tomorrow and later tonight, man.
Sounds good.
Friends.
Yep.
The best friends forever.
Are you holding on 100 pounds or dropping him?
I think you could drop him. Willie Calhoun is back and still playing well. I kept waiting for the other shoe to fall with Penn State. I mean, like you said, this guy is very old. He had never played like this. He hasn't been good in years. I love the career resurgence for him going to Texas, but ultimately, this is a team still competing right now, but I still think they're going to try to get Willie Calhoun in there as much as possible, and I think it will come at the expense of 100 pence.
Watch live on the FNTSY YouTube stream and download the podcast on your popular podcast providers. The Fantasy Sports Network is ready to take you out to the ballgame. Our experts and analysts are following the boys of summer through all 162 games of the 2019 MLB season with the best fantasy baseball analysis in the industry. Catch the latest news and notes every day to help you win your fantasy leagues and your DFS tournaments. We'll always want you back listening and watching the Fantasy Sports Network on the FNTSY radio app and the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, where we're rooting for your fantasy baseball team.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and call thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. New 2019 MLB Daily Roto premium package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
Did you miss me?
Here's what you missed on Make It Rain.
And I don't want to miss a thing.
I would not necessarily bet on any of the Spanish ladies to win. If there's an over-under, to be quite honest, Joe, on half a goal for Spain,
yep,
I'd take the under.
Interesting there. You're looking at also plus 265. If you don't think Spain scores and you think the U.S. can do it, plus 65 that U.S. wins both halves individually, because a 2-0 game is all you need there. Covers the over, yep, Covers both halves, and if Spain's going to have a hard time scoring, there could be some money to be made today. 11 a.m. Eastern time, the kickoff, Spain versus the U.S. You mentioned Canada a little bit later today, and our good friend Charles Michel, part of the twosportsinvestors.com group there, one of the best soccer cappers, almost called Brazil with the upset yesterday, and yep, Almost had it. I mean, came close to having it there. So there, and maybe that's the most fun part about betting soccer, for those of you who haven't done it, the way you can divvy up the halves and the different prop bets, and the, if you have a pretty good feel for how a game is going to, what the score is going to be, you know, is it going to be 2-0? nothing? Do you think this is man, there's definitely some money to make here. Absolutely.
That's exactly it.
Yep.
I'm looking at that right now on FanDuel for the U.S.-Spain game, right?
Yes.
The exact score, okay? And, you know, you have all these options, and a lot of them are big numbers. But what I'm talking about, Joe, listen, 1-0 U.S. is plus 490. 2-0 U.S. is plus 500. 2-1 U.S. plus 700. You could bet all three of those and cash if it, either one of those hits, right? I mean, and then when you get into some of the bigger ones, you're getting into thousands. I would drop a couple shekels on USA 2-0. 2-0 is plus 500. And oh my goodness, Joe, it literally just changed.
Yeah. Did it really go? What do you got?
Changed. Yeah, in front of my eyes. Now 1-0 just changed from plus 490 to plus 500 as well.
Okay.
So you can get plus 500 for USA 1-0. And USA 2-0.
Yep.
If you put a gun to my head, Joe, I think our American women win today 2-0 final.
Yeah, now listen, anything can happen. There hasn't been a lot of surprises, but at plus 850, I'm telling you, Jennifer Hermoso is the Spaniard who can score. She is that good here. And if you know, you want to sprinkle a little something on a bomb there, since we don't expect Spain to win the game, if they're going to score, and heaven forbid they go out to a 1-0 lead, Hermoso is going to be the one to do it at plus 850. Maybe worth just a couple of bucks on there. Cover yourself, because stranger things have happened. Even though they haven't been there before, all the pressure is riding on the USA. I mean, I don't think there's any question. They've never finished less than third in the World Cup. And every game that keeps going here, it's pressure's on for the USA. And, you know, anytime you play teams, Dane, and we've talked about this, anytime you're playing teams that have absolutely zero to lose, that's dangerous as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it is. And to be honest, what I expect is that to look dangerous for maybe the first 15 or 20 minutes.
Right.
But then when the game settles, the class will show. And the class is definitely the Americans.
By the way, that girl, Hermoso, is 29 years old. She is only 9 goals away from being Spain's all-time leading scorer. So, help.
You have to do it after the World Cup, because they're going to get banged out today.
Look at that. Look at Dane making it rain, man. Yeah. Ready to rock and roll. And if you're just joining us, too, you mentioned Canada. Our good friend Charles there thinks that Canada, is there some value in that game as well?
Yes, and the idea is, remember, because these are all, listen, whichever way you like it in that second game today, because what we have is, you know, we have Canada plus 160, Sweden plus 190, the draw plus 180. So, like, you know, it seems like a lot of people believe that this is a game. I believe something like Canada's like 5th in the world and Sweden is like 8th in the world. So this is going to be a good quality game.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.